Thank you guys once again for tuning in to the Table Talk at the Cool Spot. It is yours truly, Lamar DeSena, and my co-host,
Mike Jenkins.
Yes, he is. But just want to just tune back in with you guys to, you know, we're going to build today. I get excited about every show because it's always something different. It's always refreshing. It's always just, it's just new. It's a new experience every time. So, and of course, the synergy gets better and better every time. Oh, at this. Would you agree, bro, Mike?
Absolutely. It's organic, man.
Yeah.
I say always, not as one word, but as two. Always. Always. All dimensions.
In every way.
That's the dynamic that we need.
I love that.
That right now.
That's fire. So, so today we want to just talk about, because of course we all know that we're still caught up in this pandemic.
Yeah.
It's not over yet. We're learning a lot more information now. A lot of mixed information, but we're learning a lot more. And maybe we can talk and do some discussions or build on that today in this episode. But today we want to talk about courage. Again, there's a lot of people on the front line. A lot of people are putting their lives on the line. There are people that I know personally that have to live quarantined because one, in the relationship or in the medical field, working in the hospitals. And when they come home, they have to keep the distance between them and their spouse because they're exposed. And you don't want to bring that mess back home. And now you're causing, you know, an epidemic in the house. And it's like, yo, what's going on? Right. Yeah. So it's a serious deal though. And again, I think that this will be a really good build on the topic and we can just, you know, go in on this, man. So bro, Mike, courage, man, how would you identify courage? And I mean, a defining meaning or just give an image or could you identify? Well,
let's start with what the rest of the world claims courage is. Okay. So I want to go to the definition. I like to say the gospel according to Merriam-Webster, the definition of courage. It's a noun. It says the ability to do something that frightens one.
Yeah.
Or strength in the face of pain or grief. Right? So you think about pain, you think about grieving. And you pretty much what it is to me is something is happening.
Let me ask you this. I'm sorry to interrupt, but
go ahead.
So I'm frightened because of the pain and or grief. Okay. Go ahead.
That's correct. And in fighting against that.
You're fighting
for me, it's just, you know, doing it anyway. That's the easiest way to say it. Doing it anyway.
Agreed.
Something is happening around you. Something is immediately in front of you. It poses as a threat. Your body is saying no. It wants to run away. It is you fighting your flight.
Yeah.
People think it's fight or flight. I think either you choose to fight it or not. You're fighting your flight. You're fighting your body saying no. You're saying, yes, I'm going to do this thing.
Yeah.
That's what it is for me.
Yeah.
It actually reminds me of a line that I remember from a great poet by the name of Dylan Thomas. It says, do not go gentle into that good night. Rage against the dying of the light. Speaking about courage.
Good stuff right there, man. And I mean, I would definitely agree with you with all of that. The definition, you know, I think courage could be something that can go over most people's heads because life could be so comfortable. So being comfortable can keep you in a space where you may not even want to acknowledge. I think it's more comfortability, my opinion, it only suppresses what needs to be addressed, right? So being comfortable would just only keep you in a space where it's like, okay, well, yeah, I can face this issue and things could be harder, but, or I can just continue to live like this where things is easier, you know, and take the easy way out. And I think a lot of people, but I would say everybody has some courage in them. Would you agree?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's different levels to all of it, for sure.
Yeah.
The idea of either you are, you know, Mel Gibson for Braveheart.
Yeah.
Or a kitty in the corner. No, it's not that dynamic, bro.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. But definitely courage for me, though, man, is definitely attacking the issues that are at hand, man. Like, if I see it and it's in here, then I got to deal with it. And if it affects me, affects my family, then yes, I need to deal with it. If it's dealing with another person, I'm the type of person, I don't like conflict with people. I don't, you know, because I understand everybody doesn't have a proper way to dialogue to resolve an issue. So like, if I have to approach somebody that's very contentious, I'm a bit more hesitant to do so because I already know what to expect, you know, and part of that is because I know me. You know what I mean? You know, and I'm a pretty chill dude, but at the same time, it's like, I also know once I've tried everything that I can to kind of de-escalate a situation, then I flip. I just let it rip. Like, okay, this is what you want. Take that.
Yeah,
I turn into Diddy. To take that, take that. And I do the shimmy on him. You know what I'm saying?
So it's, I remember having a bill with you about this before some time ago. And you said, I turned into limo.
Yeah. Limo services. Right. So a lot of people don't know limo is the alter ego, right? So limo is the young me, the hard headed version of me. The limo is what my friends and family know me back home as, right? Limo. It's not Lemoy. A lot of them don't even know me for Lemoy. They don't even know that that's my first name. They know me by Limo, because that's who I grew up as, is Limo. Mm-hmm. So Limo was the character of the hard-headed, the selfish, the knucklehead, the negative side of being a Taurus. Right,
a Taurus. Right.
That's right. That's a bad thing. The hard headed version of me, man. And but now I've gone through a lot of bad things operating as Limo. So when I started in the artistry, people say, "Yeah, man, what do you want to go by? You gonna go by Limo, Lemoy?" And I was like, "No, just call me Lemoy, my first name." And then it came into a thing as I began to grow into the artistry, doing a storytelling thing. A good friend of mine, shout out to Carol Coco Diggs. She was actually my very first manager. At the time, she was only charging like $100 a month, right? I'm like, yo, that's a steal. Let me get off that. Right. So, and this was years ago, right? And I said, and then, you know, she started to kind of help mold me into the character and the artistry and all of that. She was like, you know, what would be a good name for you would be Lyrical Storyteller. I like that. I'm like, yo, I like that too. That actually fits. So shout out to Carol Coco Diggs, man. Yeah, for giving me that identity as an artist. But yeah, I would definitely think that courage, a lot of people, courage could be something that you can take. And what could I use it as the opposite of? It can be the opposite of fear, you know? I would definitely, I can use it that way, right, bro, Mike?
Yes, you can. Absolutely can.
So, you know, the opposite of fear, what is contrary to courage? Fear, you know? And fear can keep us in that place of comfort. And fear can keep us in that place of saying, well, I can approach this person and alleviate the stress and the pain that I feel.
Yeah.
Or I can just hold on to it and continue my life with this buried on the inside. And as time goes by, then it's going to do nothing but boil over. And I'm going to explode on somebody sooner or later, right?
Oh, that's right.
So either courage or fear, what do you choose? Yeah. Choose to live with that hurt and pain that the definition describes, or the grief, right? Or overcome it and fight. You know what I'm saying?
That's so in sync with what I was about to say about breaking down the word courage. Okay, it comes for another. Well, brother, break down.
Yeah.
Courage.
Come on with
it. So core, C-O-U-R, cower, is actually the Scottish slang term for coward.
Ah.
So then you have cower and then you have rage. Now that R has to pick a side.
Right.
Are you going to pick the side of the coward or are you going to pick a side of the rage? People, when they depict courage, like when they have, I don't know, Mel Gibson from Braveheart, he didn't do it calmly.
Braveheart!
Freedom!
That was that,
and that was that call to action being courage. He was raging.
Right? Yeah.
The whole dying of the light, something that was taking us away from being free, taking us from being free from what? Whatever the obstacles in front of us.
Yeah.
So, you know, those obstacles that are in front of us can be anything.
Yep.
It could be anything. It could be a person. It could be a place. It could be a thing. It could be a certain situation. It could be, you know, a certain pest that don't pay the rent in your house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It could be any of those things.
Yeah, yeah.
But there are levels of courage.
Yeah.
I want you guys to understand it's not like this whole dynamic, like you either have to be Mel Gibson.
Right.
Or you're going to be that little kitty cat in the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's so many different levels, but you can build courage.
So how would you relate it to this pandemic that's going on? Courage.
We got to think of this first off as the, you know, the enemy that's in front of us, the thing that is around us that is telling us to fear, right? You know, we was looking at the news.
Yeah.
And looking at, you know, New York Post and all of these different things that is on social media. Jacob Javits Center turned into a makeshift temporary hospital and the way that they were conducting things when they had certain dead bodies pick up, how they, the procedures they were going through with that, they were literally placing them out, waiting for trucks to pick them up like they were trash. And of course, nobody in New York City wants to go to Jacob Javits because they fear that they're going to be one of another bags in the trash. And who's to say that if, you know, government thinks of this as a great idea, that we don't have a lot of these other places that are turned into makeshift places. And that's one of the fears. The overpopulation of this virus going viral.
Right.
That's what we're fearing right now.
Right.
And most people are told to cower. They're thinking of the whole stay-at-home movement as cowering away from this situation. Oh, this ain't real. No, this is all BS. It don't happen to black people.
We've been seeing that all week. That's a lie.
Yeah.
Blowing it up.
Yeah. We've been told, we've been using the wrong tools to rage against the dying of the light. Because all we end up doing is just staying in darkness. We stay in these dark rooms and we keep these computers on and we keep looking at all this stuff that just pushes out more things to make us more like cowardly.
Yep. Because that's what the news media is portraying. It's fear. Be afraid now. And again, we talked about it before. There are fear hormones that go off in the body that causes the body to get sick.
Right.
So one may begin to get sick and may think, oh, well, I think this is a symptom of this COVID, right?
And then
start to panic and then run off to the doctor and to the hospital. But the hospital is the last place you need to be because that's where it is.
That's right. Most people get sick in hospitals than not. Now, I'm not talking about giving you guys advice for people who have terminal illnesses. No.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, for most people, the holistic approach towards things is the last option that they think about. They don't think about it at all.
Right.
They're thinking about that fear. And then what about the people who absolutely positively need to be in a hospital and are afraid?
Yeah.
Medical necessity, for example, right? Me, I'm medical necessity. I wear scrubs and I have to wear that ninja surgeon mask every day. And I see people who are in need of our care every single day. I work in Durham, North Carolina, right when 54 and 55 meet. And there are fewer and fewer people coming in because they're afraid.
Right.
They have been engineering this fear in them to not receive the healing that they need to get. You know, we have to be careful of that type of stuff. We do.
Yeah, but for everybody that for everybody that's putting their lives on the line, yeah. those are considered essential workers, those that are still out in public, because it's just, it's their job. It's a necessity. It's what's needed. Those that are even volunteering, like, we commend you guys. We lift you guys up on high right now, because we, although this invisible killer is, or this invisible enemy is taking out people by the masses, man, it's, it won't change unless we have people on the front line.
That's right. Because this is warfare. Make no mistake, y'all. This is warfare. We are at war for our bodies, for our temples, against, you know, all of these different impurities. And this was an approach towards having chemical warfare as an option.
Yeah.
We have to be real careful about that too.
Like a stimulation. Like,
yeah.
Hey, could this be an option in the future? Absolutely. We're going through it now for a reason.
Yes.
And for everybody that have seen that post about the person asking Siri about, hey, did the government start this COVID-19 or coronavirus? And then it talks about how, yeah, the government started off as a stimulation to kind of see how people
want to. It broke it down, bro.
I'm like, yo, ooh, come on, Siri. But again, we don't want to approach this as from the lens of conspiracies. You know, that's not the objective here. We just letting you guys know the information that's already out there.
And the misinformation that's out there. Misinformation.
Yeah.
So that you won't be in fear. So you won't be the coward to rage against this misinformation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
the thing that we need people to just realize, like, how do we protect ourselves better? You know, we've talked about that in previous podcasts. Mm-hmm. How do we protect ourselves better? And Mike came up, he shared a list of the different vitamins that we need to be taking on a daily basis. Zinc, I need to go get mine this weekend. I'm going to need that list again, bro, Mike.
Okay. It's real simple.
Yeah.
It's A, D, Z. Vitamins A, vitamin D, and zinc. Now, update, this just in. All of a sudden, it's getting harder and harder to find vitamin D. Mm. It's getting harder and harder to order vitamin D. There's been price gouging. Mm-hmm. Vitamins. That's crazy, right? You would never think that you could go to a store and ask for vitamin D, which usually costs $7, and all of a sudden it costs $14.
Right.
Or, you know, multivitamins for that matter. Mm-hmm. Multivitamins. There's a bottle of Centrum multivitamins that costs like $40 in certain places, which is ridiculous.
Crazy.
Okay. But again, this is some things that I want you to do anyway. For you, for your health, do them anyway.
Yeah.
The fear is, oh, it costs more. Oh, I ain't got enough money for, I need this for tissue. I need this for this. Listen, your body is your temple.
Yeah.
Hold the fort. Do it anyway. Yeah. Get what you need holistically so that in the long run, your inside of your body will be doing a whole lot better.
Yeah.
And one of the other things that you'll learn is the more that you fortify your fort, the more confident you get. Mm-hmm. Fear and confidence don't mix. Mm. You got to either be one or the other.
Yep.
Confident, and you'll go through some things with that fortification.
Right.
Which is what you need, because you know that you're good.
Yep.
Now, I'm not saying, see, that here's the other thing about courage too. Courage does not mean be bold and stupid.
Right.
I don't mean be running out here with no mask on.
Right. And no, let's say the word.
Everybody's hand and hugging them and doing what your what's boy, his name? Your boy Kenneth Copeland did.
Oh yeah,
did you see that?
Yeah.
When
yeah.
Kenneth Copeland, he got on the online church thing and he go, air of the living, or whatever crap he did. Come on, ministry, what are y'all doing?
Oh, don't start with me with this ministry thing. Yeah. And we're both ministers of the gospel, just in case.
That's right. And we'll minister online.
And we will minister online. But what you won't get that.
No.
What they give you guys.
Oh man,
we take more of the pragmatic approach. You guys don't have to worry about all the extra theatrical extraness, but but what I do appreciate though is just knowing that a lot of people are willing to put themselves on the front line, man. I was listening to the radio NPR the other day, and they were talking about relationships, right? Because, you know, everybody's kind of quarantined right now. And how are people responding that are in relationships but that don't live together? So they had some stories online, which I thought was real cute. And I had to turn it because it's about relationships. I don't want to hear about that. So what happened was there's a couple that, it was a couple stories, but one that really stood out to me was, there's a couple. The guy would actually go to the girl's house, young couple, but he would stand outside of her window. And they would be on the phone with each other while the window's in between them, and they're both standing looking at each other talking. And the guy would be outside. And I was like, oh, that's cute. That's real cute. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then I had to turn it because I was like, that's too mushy. But I did like it. I did think that was really, really cool and creative. So there are ways that we can still spend time with each other in spite of the quarantine, because people are still outside. People are still. Now, there was another video that a friend of mine sent me online, and I want to say her name is Kathy Griggs. I'm going to make sure I don't want to mess her up. But she sent me a video, Kathy Griggs. She sent me some videos last night about people right now in, what is it? Is it Little Rock right now? Mm. We had a coronavirus parade, bro, in the midst of this pandemic. They had a coronavirus parade. And I have the video.
What did the floats look like, bro?
Huh?
What did the floats look like?
They didn't have floats. It was like they turned it into a car show, and people brought out bikes, flooding the streets, parking lots. Bro, you talking about, and then the fight broke out because an accident happened. And of course, you know, the most ignorant one gonna have to bring the camera out. Oh, we lit down here, look, our little rock. Oh, I'm like, yo, this is so stupid.
Man.
So, you know, again, they're exposing themselves to this as if this isn't real. Mm-hmm. But obviously, they can't be keeping up with the news if they're out here having a parade in the midst of this pandemic. And people like in close quarters. I seen you the video after this is over, bro.
Quarters. Need to have that.
Yeah, and then the girl that got to the accident, it must have been one or two people in one the car that caused the accident, and the people that were the victims of the accident had maybe four or five girls in the car. All four or five of them jumped out of the car, bro, Mike, and jumped into the other car, beating the other person up. And ain't nobody stopping it and breaking it up. I'm like, yo, this is not the time for that.
No, it is not.
Come on, black people. What are we doing?
It was black people doing it?
It was all black people. Not one white person in the crowd.
Black people live in Arkansas?
It says Little Rock. I'm guessing this is Arkansas, right?
It's Arkansas. That's AR, baby. I ain't no black people live in Arkansas.
I mean, bro, they out there unless they talking about another Little Rock somewhere else.
Goodness, man.
I don't know. But, I said, you know what? I can't do it, man. I can't deal right now, bro. I can't even mess with it, bro. So, I just think that, again, like, you have people that are out here taking it serious. People that are putting their lives on the line, people that are distancing themselves from their own family so that they can help save the world and contribute to that. But then you have other people that's like this, that's like, yo, hell with this pandemic or this coronavirus. I'm going to get out here and still live my best life. I'm like, yo, we gotta do something different.
I got to change the definition to live y'all best life.
Yeah. Now, you seen in the post that I shared about the death rate, coronavirus death rate affecting more blacks than any other race. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of skeptics in that post, bro. Like over 200 and I think last I checked, 217 comments. And it's still going, you know, and this was this Thursday's post on Facebook. So there are a lot of skeptics in that. Oh, this isn't real. I don't believe it. You guys are just taking the bait. Some people saying it's a biological warfare against rural communities. Some people saying, oh, well, no, this is just, this is how many people do you know personally? You know what I mean? How many celebrities you know that are being affected by this? I'm like, yo, come on. Here's the fact. Boom, boom, boom. All right, okay, boom, 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 boom. I'm hitting them across the head like, yo, this is real.
Yeah.
Take it serious. Man.
And I think both of us actually have people that are in quarantine right now. Yeah. The news that I got as far as, you know, New York Post and all that, it wasn't just me reading an article. No, I had a couple of conversations with some people in Bushwick, Brooklyn, and they were telling me that this is what it was looking like. I got people out there in the Bronx right now that are on quarantine.
Yeah.
Why? And when I asked them why, I said, what was y'all doing? What did they say they were doing? Out there being stupid.
Out there being stupid.
Now, there's a difference between you're not being a coward because you don't feel like you ain't going to be stupid. You're respecting the situation.
Right.
So there's a certain amount of respect that goes there.
And like I told somebody in one of the posts, I said, even if this was a lie, let's just go with that.
Okay.
Is this great enough? Is the lie big enough to at least make you consider making some changes? So whether it be in some health conscious moves, or whether it be about, okay, well, let me just kind of stay in the house a little bit longer, you know, and take that precautionary measure to make sure I'm okay and my family's okay. Is it big enough to at least make you consider? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because
I know it's done that for me.
Right.
I'm a married man.
Yeah.
And both of us, there is no such thing as one person working in the household.
Right.
Every able body.
Right.
Is doing something to contribute to the household. So right. Me and my wife, very, very busy.
Mm-hmm.
Capital B, we barely see each other.
Right.
We'd be happy if we see each other 2 hours a day.
Right.
And now because of COVID-19, I almost, dare I say it, unpopular comment, I almost want to thank COVID-19. Thank you for allowing me to spend more time with my wife. Thank you for allowing me to spend more time with my family.
Yeah.
And work and continue to work on my relationship, because all relationships are work.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's for some people, if they really thought about it, if they, you know, had their nest egg and they prepared,
mm-hmm.
then you wouldn't be scared.
You wouldn't be so scared. Now, you know that there's again, Kathy Griggs, I appreciate it. Shout out to Kathy Griggs. She's also an activist in Fayetteville too. So she's into the whole justice system and being on the front line, challenging the system.
Yeah, you tell them front lines, Fayetteville, they call it Fayetteville for a reason.
Yeah. She's on the front line, bro. She's really been keeping me plugged in. But she sent me another video about the prison system. Now that's going to be the discussion for next week. All of next week is addressing the prison system. Because that's the thing right now that's really surfacing in the public. So she sent me a video of people in Mississippi, the prison system, the prison down in Mississippi. And they talk about how Mississippi's part is one of the poorest poorest places here in the United States and next to Louisiana. So it's horrible, bro. Like, people are sleeping on the floor. They have rats coming out the wall, fights are breaking out, people are stabbing each other in the midst of this pandemic, bro, because it's the stress level. Like, the officers are actually smuggling cell phones into the prisons so they can help these guards get the news out about what's going on. It's scary, bro. And I'm just like, and that's why Jay-Z and I believe, what was my man name? He did the song, what's the song he did? He took the old Eazy-E joint. I'm a pro. You know I'm a pro. I ain't going to say the cuss word. You know what I mean? You know, we're trying to keep it clean, but you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So, I'm trying to remember his name. I can't remember. But anyway, some of these celebrities are actually taking actions. dealing with the injustice in the criminal system, how they won't let people free. They're like, you know, you could actually allow a lot of these inmates to go home with some kind of brace or something, bracelet or something that's going to, you know, track their every move and make sure they're not moving around. Like, they're supposed to be on quarantine anyway. Mm. So at least for those that have minor charges, let them go. You know what I'm saying? And it'll free up some space to at least make some improvements in the prison that's severely overcrowded right now in this time while we're having this pandemic. And the pandemic is inside of the prison too. So people are...
How do you do social distancing?
You can.
In a correctional facility. You can't.
You can't, bro.
But we can't talk much, about that, man, because we're about to dig into the next episode. Because I'll dig into that one. I got a lot about that one, too.
Yeah, but that's going to be one of the things that we build on next week. Yeah. I'll start sharing throughout my social media posts throughout the week. And, you know, maybe we could do an episode next weekend on that, you know, kind of gather some information on what's shared throughout the week. And then we build on that. We build on that. So, yeah, that's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be pretty cool. So, so yeah, man, but courage, like, what are we doing? Are we utilizing fear to guide us, or are we utilizing courage to guide us?
Right. I mean, we even talked about fear. We had our own discussion mm-hmm. about fear and the idea of, is there such thing as a healthy fear versus the unhealthy fear, the you know.
Yeah.
And what ends up happening is we'll get them mixed up. We'll say, well, it's a healthy fear because all the newscasters are telling us to not do this or that.
Right.
And we'll follow that blindly. See, that's the thing about courage too. It's not blind. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you were to run towards your enemy with your eyes closed, mm-hmm. what's the percentage of you actually winning against that enemy?
With your eyes closed, nothing.
With your eyes closed, you swinging.
Yeah, you don't have a maybe 2%.
maybe two. But the thing is, we have to look at this with our eyes open. We have to be aware. The opposite of being, I think the opposite of being afraid is aware. We fear what? The unknown.
The unknown.
But let's build on what we know. What is it that we know? We know that COVID-19 builds upon people who have pre-existing conditions. Yeah. We know that some of our what? Addictions mm-hmm. add to our pre-existing conditions. Mm-hmm. We also know that we can undo those pre-existing conditions if we go about things in a healthier way. We have healthier ways to do a lot of things. This would be the perfect time to focus on that and being able to build the confidence of our bodies also builds up our immune system. Our immune system means mm-hmm. that we won't catch the things that are out there. You have to catch a flu. Yeah. You have to catch a cold. You have to be open to that. So being able to fortify your body and knowing that you're doing the right things will build up the confidence to not be fearful. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying that means you're going to walk, you know, like Jesus right beside you.
Right,
and not touch you. I'm not saying that.
Right.
Saying respect the situation.
Yeah.
But definitely not cower.
Yeah.
Not cower. You know, it's funny to me how you got the thugs, the gangsters. Mm-hmm. They scared. Mm. Shoot. You got some hard body thugs out here.
Yep.
Terrified. And let me tell you something, man. It's not an easy thing for a person in the concrete jungle to be terrified of something like a virus.
Right.
We've been through worse. And I think that's the other thing too. We need to realize that we've been through worse. We have accomplished and achieved goals despite adversities that were much worse than what these this COVID-19 and this supposed germ warfare is suggesting.
Right. Yeah. So it's one of those things, man. And we just want to empower you guys to, for those that have courage, keep fighting a good fight. For those that haven't found their courage, we got to still, I mean, even in spite of our limitations to be able to help someone else, I think there's always something that we can do. Mm-hmm. And even if it starts with your neighbor, you know, it's always the one of the best suggestions as far as ways to help right now is starting with the people that's closest to you.
Yeah.
The elders, if you can, mm-hmm. of course, with precaution. Mm-hmm. But any way that you can help your elders, even like if they need to take out their trash, you know what I mean? It's that time of the week. Hey, put your trash outside your door and I'll make sure I have my gloves on or whatever. And then, you know what I'm saying? Bring their trash out by the near the road for them or just whatever kind of service that you can offer to protect somebody that's the elderly community so that they can be protected from this COVID-19. So like I know Instacart right now, they've been booming, but they kind of had a bad rep here this week, bro, Mike, because people are now stealing their groceries. Still, so these the same people that's supposed to be out here shopping for these customers mm-hmm. are taking groceries home with them that they didn't even have to pay for. Mm. I understand, like, you know, times is hard right now for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Your main source of income may be shot until unemployment kicks in. Mm-hmm. That may be the case. I don't know. And you may result to saying, hey, well, let me just jump on this Instacart to kind of help bring some residuals in until mm-hmm. unemployment kicks in or whatever. Mm-hmm. But we're finding that the same people that are doing these side hustles are becoming thieves, bro. And they're taking these groceries that don't belong to them and they're supposed to be offering a good service, a good deed to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And I'm just like, yo, that's crazy. And they're manipulating people to tip them more now because Instacart is not, they're not giving them that. I don't think they're doing the hazard pay right. I don't think they're doing the hazard
pay. No, they are not. Actually, they were fighting for that hazard pay.
Yeah.
Some weeks ago, but they didn't come to fruition on that yet. It's definitely a time to replace that fear with gratefulness.
Yeah.
Replace just that idea of being scared.
Yeah.
With gratefulness, man. You know, and then you'll be so tied up with being grateful, you won't have time to be afraid.
Right.
True. I practice that on daily anyway, but even more now. You know, when I say thank you to a person that gives my groceries back to me, mm-hmm. I actually mean it. It's not just something that I was taught to say. I'm looking them square in the eye. Thank you. I really appreciate you.
Yeah.
Again, these are things that kind of like back in the previous episode, appreciating value. Right. We appreciate ourselves with value. We got to appreciate other people with value.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, can I dig into nature a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Works,
if that's all right.
Yeah, that was a point. So anyway, go ahead.
Let's take an ant, for example.
Good. That's why I was going with it. Yep.
So an ant, as small as that ant is, can carry multiple times its mm-hmm. body weight.
Yeah. Now,
even with that amount of strength, it can't carry the whole load on its own. Mm. What does that ant do? Without even really having much more than just the antenna communicating, saying that we're going this way and we're grabbing this, mm-hmm. they all link together.
Mm-hmm.
In a single file,
mm-hmm.
and they find whatever is need to be acquired, mm-hmm. and they place their whole bodies underneath mm-hmm. this heavy load, mm-hmm. so they can all carry it together. Here's my suggestion.
Yeah.
We're ants right now.
Yeah.
We're ants.
Good, bro.
In this huge, huge, huge field, full of resources, but for whatever reason, we can't carry it all on our own. Yeah. Full of issues that we just can't carry it all on our own. But but nobody said that we ever had to.
Yeah.
Let's form Voltron. Let's form a group like those ants. Get under the situation, carry it from out from under this. That is what we need to do in order to get rid of these fears. Because if you have an enemy in front of you, whatever that enemy is, it could be addiction. It could be a relapse. It could be this fear, this COVID-19 thing. It could be something as trivial as a bully. It could be any of those different things.
Right.
And if it's just you, you're still going to be fearful.
Yeah.
Still have a certain amount of respect. At best, you have enough confidence to say, well, if I get beat, at least I swing.
Yep.
But you won't swing blindfolded, will you?
Nope.
You got to look directly at the situation. Mm-hmm. Now, won't you feel that much more confident to take on the problems that you mm-hmm. deal with? Mm-hmm. If you got a team behind you, you got a team beside you. That's how the ant works.
Yeah. That's good, bro.
So if we ants, mm-hmm. we need this load carried away from us, or we need this load carried of things to us that we need. Mm-hmm. Find your fellow ants.
Yeah.
Find them. Find your carpenters and your workers. Find these people. And that community can achieve many things. Not anything, but many things.
Many. So let me add, can I add to that, bro, Mike?
Absolutely.
So what I like about the ant community is everything that you said, but I think about their purpose and why they were created. What did they do? What are they created for, I should say? Mm. Ants are created to communicate and work. Mm-hmm. That's it. They communicate with each other and they work. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's an ant's life, right? Mm-hmm. So think about how, like, I love that. I love how you described it. Like, you get under the situation, you move it together. Think about, like, how ants, how they are able to create all these different little tunnels and how they protect the queen. And, like, I was watching, I love watching ants, man. I think it's just a phenomenal world, because they have their own little world underground, right? Yeah. And how even the queen have little ants that surround the queen, and like you would think, like the queen is actually the size of it would look like it's about the size of like a walnut. It's so mm-hmm. big, but it's because it's surrounded by all these little ants that's protecting it. You know what I'm saying? But the thing that I really like about ants is how, and I think I mentioned it before, how they're able to bounce back in hard times, you know? Oh, and just their whole phase of understanding their purpose, communicate and work. So in times of recession, what do? We communicate and work. Mm-hmm. I seen the study where a guy he took a bunch of ants. It was probably about 1,000 little ants that connected together inside of a bowl of water, right? Mm. So he put 1,000 ants in a bowl of water, right? Mm. And what they did was they all clung to each other, right? Mm. And he took a tweezer and pressed down on the top of them, of this little cluster of ants.
Yeah.
They all went underwater, but they were still holding on to each other.
Mm.
And ants also have a repellent that's naturally around their body, so they could actually go underwater for a certain period of time and still live, right? Yeah. So he pressed them underwater, and then he lifted up, and the ones on the top grabbed the tweezers and held the rest of the bundle. Bro, the joint was crazy. Yeah. So the ones on the top grabbed the tweezers together. This is communication, bro.
This man is ministering to you people. Understand this here. This is bro. Good
stuff. So watch, bro. So listen. They grabbed the tweezers together as a collective and lifted the rest of the 1,000 up from out of the water. And then the guy pushed them back into the water, and they still held on to the tweezers, and they still held on together as one unit under the water. So I'm like, yo, this is phenomenal, bro. So what I loved about it was, you cannot tell me if ants understand the process of recession and succession.
Mm.
When things fade and things fall apart and break, you know, of course, we all go through a phase of recession where things happen and we begin to lose things. But in order for them to come back, they do it collectively as a community. Right. Mm-hmm. And you can't tell me if an ant could understand that process, and we as human beings having dominion over all things,
that's right,
can't work together to come up out of this situation with this COVID-19, and we're doing dumb stuff like what they're doing in Little Rock, right? You can't tell me that there's no reason why we can't do better as a people in this time right now, bro. You see what I'm saying, bro, Mike?
It's hitting me hard and bro, heavy, man. It's hitting me, man.
It's crazy, man. But the ant colony is phenomenal, bro. I love it.
It is. We can learn so much from nature about courage. But some people, they're like, well, they just bugs.
Yeah, right. But no.
Okay. So let's go to some humans then. Let's go to some stories about humans and courage.
Let me say this, because the overall purpose of me saying that was because an ant's life is a courageous life.
That's right.
They know nothing else but courage. They're created to be courageous.
That's right.
Period. And we can do the same, bro.
Yes, we can. Absolutely. And we have to, and we need to.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Why is it that courage, when you type it on your Google and your Gmail, courage images, you see the lion.
Yeah.
That lion, let me tell you, that lion be lying, man. You know why?
They look like
that lion ain't doing none of the hunting.
Hey, you remember when Snoop Dogg changed his name to Snoop Lion?
Yeah.
I'm like, Snoop Lion?
Like, what is you doing, dog?
Go ahead.
Yeah, but seriously, man, that lion be lying. The lioness does all of the hunting.
Right.
He just sitting there.
Talk about it, bro.
Waiting on his meal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, no. I declare the new image of courage gonna be that ant. Not that lion, but lion.
I love it.
No. Oh,
that just gave me a t-shirt idea.
I got an idea. It appreciates the value.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. But I mean, okay, and then also the idea of some of the stories in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You got David and Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
You got Daniel where? In the lion's den.
Yeah.
These are stories of courage. Now, we've given you real, how the kids say it, IRL, in real life stories of our courage. The overcoming of our adversities individually and as a people. Scientific proof, objective and subjective findings of courage, and even biblical courage. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there's any excuses left.
Nope.
I don't think there's any excuses left to not have courage. Enough courage. They say the faith, the size of a mustard seed. Size of mustard seed, and grow upon that. We can grow upon that. Homework assignment.
Good morning.
Turn off all your lights in your house and walk to your bedroom. Don't run, walk.
I like it.
Courage.
Courage. Don't worry about bending your pinky toe back.
Just hitting any Legos, any of that.
Don't worry about that. Just go. Turn the lights off and go.
Yes. Practical application is, I believe, synergistic with manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
If I can apply it in three dimensions, I can apply it in four and five.
Good.
What do I mean by that? Three dimensions, height, weight, depth. That's what gives us this. Right? Anything that is spiritual is higher dimension. That's a higher dimension. That is beyond a lot of people's understanding. Period. That's as within, so without. That is everything.
Yeah.
All encompassing. Okay? That's beyond space and time. But let's start from the ground and work our way up when it comes to building our courage. That's your first of many homework assignments in regards to building your own courage. Here's another one. If you don't want to turn off your lights and then walk to your bedroom, how about calling that one person that you just can't stand talking to because they intimidate you in any kind of way? Okay. I'm not saying make up with them. I'm not saying remarry them. Call your ex. Bring some courage. Oh, hey, how you doing? Hey, the world is in it. I just want to make sure you're breathing.
Yeah. Yep.
See? Yeah. Courage to do that, didn't it?
Yeah.
Homework assignment. How about you go out in nature, take off your shoes and socks, and walk in your own yard?
Good.
And own your own yard and be one with the nature, like these ants that we talk
about. Well, I know some women that say that's blasphemous, bro. Hey, there's a lot of women that won't walk in no grass, bro.
Man, listen.
Walk in that grass, bro. That's funny. Well, no, that's good though. That's being in tune with nature, man. I think it's definitely important. And I've always said it. I'm just a firm believer. Like, nature give us the character of God that teaches us how we are to interact with each other.
Yeah.
You can't claim to be spiritual without understanding how nature works. Understanding how nature works comes with spirituality. You know, so again, we can do this shouting, hollering, roots and everything else, but if we're not interacting appropriately with one another, then you're not tuned in. You're not tuned in. So check it out, man. Nature's beautiful. It is beautiful. It's gorgeous. And this is the thing, the ant colony. Study the ant colony, man. Yes. There's a lot of good stuff in that. A lot of good stuff in that by itself. Man, that'll change your life.
Yes, it will.
That'll change your life, bro. Think of it. Ants are created to communicate and work. Point blank, period. Mm-hmm. Ant's life is a courageous life. That's what it all boils down to. I tell you what. Yeah.
You know what? Because the last episode, it went so well in regards to the book giveaway for those who are going into contributing, being a part of that ant colony with Patreon for us.
Go ahead and go ahead.
I do have a book.
Okay.
Titled The Ant Colony. And it speaks specifically about the mechanics that goes into the mentality of the ants, of the ant colony. Ant Colony is the name of it by Michael DeForge. If you are or you haven't yet tuned in with us and have, you know, become a member of Patreon and has donated to Patreon for the cause of being able to lift up this particular community during COVID-19 with the cool spot, with Mr. Cool Spot right here. If you do that, I will send you a copy of that book. I'll send you a copy of The Ant Colony, Michael DeForge.
Nice. Bro, Mike, what book you don't have? The last thing I think you have is something about the ant colony, but that's funny.
I'll tell you what. Here's a story of courage real quick. An in-real-life story of my courage at one time. I was in Brooklyn, New York, and I was homeless. And I was homeless around 2008. Now, what particular virus was taking place in 2008? H1N1.
Oh, yeah.
Now, me, homeless, no masks, no ninja masks, no surgical, nothing. Here I am with one pair of pants, two shirts to my name, $35, Bible and duffel bag. Homeless, real homeless. Not just sleeping in somebody's crib. No, I ain't know anybody yet.
Right.
Homeless. In the middle of H1N1, and everybody is looking like ninjas and surgeons. And I didn't get a single disease. Not even a sneeze, a cough, a sniffle. You know why? Because I brought faith into my body.
Yeah.
And I said that the Lord will preserve my body so that I continue through my purpose for greater things.
Yeah.
Because he is my shepherd.
Right.
And I shall not want.
That's good.
I prayed. Prayer is an act of courage. Soon, prayer might actually be, in real life, an act of courage. You might be persecuted for your prayer. Another homework assignment. Maybe the first time or the last time. Maybe your last time was your first time in regards to prayer. Find a prayer.
Yeah.
Put one up for your people.
Yeah.
Because that's some energy.
Good stuff.
It takes courage for a man that's still so tall, get down on his knee. Takes courage to do that.
Fire. That's fire. Good stuff, man. So, I mean, that's our take on courage. I really appreciate this build, man. This was really, really, really good, actually. And, you know, really, this was fun, actually. So,
you act surprised, bro. This is what you're talking about, man.
Because you know, it's just you just never know what conversation is gonna go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
It's always refreshing, man. Just to kind of, you know, we're artists first. So me as an artist, I conceive the thought, but the manifestation process, the process from the thought to the actual manifestation process, sometimes could be easy and sometimes it could be rough, right? But when you're actually going through the process from the thought in itself to it actually being manifested or seeing the end, for me, by the time I get to the end, I get more and more excited and I become like this mad scientist. You know what I'm saying? I kind of have that effect to it. And I sit back and I laugh because I'm like, I remember when it was just a thought. And now look at us at the end of it, you know? And it's funny to me, and I guess my daughter adopted this from me, like when you get nervous, when I get nervous or when I kind of try to shake something up, I kind of chuckle a little bit like, yeah, all right, yeah. Oh, I laugh it off. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's at the end of it, it's beautiful, man. And I appreciate every time we're able to get together so we can have these builds because, again, I'm learning a lot. I'm always learning. We're both learning from each other. And just to get that synergy in place where we can just flow in that realm, it's always beautiful, man. So I appreciate you again, bro, even for donating the books to the Patreon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
You know, a culture is only defined by its intellect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Once you have 32,000 words, that creates a culture. That is thought of as a cultural subculture, 32,000 words.
Wow.
If there are at least 400 concepts or beliefs in a belief system, that is considered a religion. So these are things that I think, rather than it being in hindrance and people fearing, fearing culture, fearing religion, fearing spirituality, that this is a medium in which we can show people how courageous they can be.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Same tools. Good. You know, it's funny because the very beginning of this, you did a lot of laughing.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. And I believe it was because you were nervous.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you. When it comes to that nervousness that I see in most people, immediately after, if they fight against that nervousness, greatness comes out of it.
Greatness.
Every single time that I've seen a person say, oh man, I think I'm gonna forget my lines, or oh man, all those people that's on this stage, or oh man, what am I gonna say? guess what ends up happening? Mm-hmm. They end up changing lives with the next thing that comes out of their mouth. They end up changing lives with the next thing that comes from their body. What did Moses say? I don't know how to talk to him.
Right.
I don't know how to talk. I don't know the words to talk to him.
Right.
Lord says, just stand in front of him.
Yeah.
Give you the word. We didn't have any words for this session.
Yeah.
We stood in front of the Lord.
Yeah.
And he gave us a word.
Yeah. That's courage. Amen. Amen. Yeah. So it's beautiful, bro. It's beautiful. This made my day today, bro. I appreciate this again, man. So, so for those of you guys that have not tuned in, the website, definitely go back and check out the website, become a member, www.thecoolspot.com. You can join as a free member. You'll get all the updates and for the blogs, new video releases, all of that stuff. Patreons come first. Of course, you know, Patreons are those that become patrons and they are sustainers that are sustaining the vision. So we can continue to do what we do. A lot of work goes into this in the background, a lot of studying, a lot of researching, a lot of editing, a lot of equipment that are required to get this thing done, to have the entire vision in place. It will take a lot of work. So I do appreciate everybody. And thanks again for Bro Mike for contributing. I'm just appreciative, man. This is a beautiful thing. Go back and check us out on Facebook at The Cool Spot NC, via Facebook, Instagram, same thing, Cool Spot NC, Twitter, The Cool Spot, or Lamore DeSena. You could also, don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. YouTube is going to be our major platform. This is where we're starting on YouTube, The Cool Spot on YouTube. Check out the previous blogs. Not the blogs, but check out the previous podcasts on YouTube. And what else, Bro Mike? I keep forgetting.
That's a lot. That's almost everything. The only thing that I have left is, in case you want to get in contact with me, I don't have as many of diverse approaches towards contacting me. I only have one. Just meet me directly via email at mjenkins1007@gmail.com. Any of your questions, if you are in need of any type of counseling, any type of talking that you want me to do, I'm right here for you.
Yep, absolutely. So again, it's your true Lamore DeSena.
And Mike Jenkins right here. I was going early.
No, you're good. But it's always fun, like always. We love you guys. The love is real. The love is genuine. The love is sincere. Please be safe out here. Please be protected when you're out here, either going to the grocery stores or if you have to work, you're considered essential as I am. Please take precautionary measures and govern yourselves accordingly. All right. You guys create a beautiful evening. Thank you guys again. We love you guys. Peace.
Love you. Peace.